This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India and Slovakia have elevated their ties to a comprehensive partnership. The two sides also yesterday inked 11 agreements to boost cooperation in key areas, including labour migration, digital technology and defence, following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Slovak counterpart, Robert Fico, in Bratislava. Later addressing a joint press conference, Mr. Modi said, "Elevation of ties symbolises shared beliefs, priorities and future." He said the two sides also signed the Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in the field of labour migration to facilitate mobility.
Slovakia mein reh rahe Bharatiya mool ke log yahan ki economy aur society mein mahatvapurna yogdan de rahe hain. Dono deshon ke beech professionals aur skilled workers ki mobility badhane ke liye aaj humne labour migration par MOU की घोषणा की है हम शीघ्र ही सोशल सिक्योरिटी पर MOU को भी अंतिम स्वरूप देंगे
President of Slovakia, Peter Pellegrini, has conferred Slovakia's highest state honor, the Order of the White Double Cross, First Class, upon Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the President, the government and the people of Slovakia for the distinguished honor. He said the award is a tribute to the 1.4 billion people of India and to the enduring friendship between India and Slovakia. Prime Minister Modi is arriving in Evian, France today to participate in the G7 summit in the third leg of his two-nation visit. He will be formally welcomed by the French President Emmanuel Macron upon arrival. Meanwhile, the 52nd G7 summit is underway in Evian, where leaders of the world's leading economies are discussing major global challenges. President Macron is hosting a working dinner on the theme, Working Together to Address Major International Challenges. Earlier, Mr. Macron formally welcomed the leaders of G7 countries, including US President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa are also attending the summit. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal visited Sofia Antipolis, Europe's first and largest science and technology hub in France yesterday. Mr. Goyal also interacted with the industry leaders and invited them to become active partners in India's growth story. A special investigation team, SIT, constituted to probe allegations of misappropriation of donations and valuables to the Ram Temple in Ayodhya has begun its investigation. The SIT is headed by Lucknow Divisional Commissioner Vijay Vishwas Pant with Inspector General of Police, Kiran S. and Special Secretary, Finance Department, Neil Ratan as members. The team reached Ayodhya yesterday and began its probe. It also visited the Ram Temple premises along with the Ayodhya Commissioner and District Magistrate. The SIT was constituted by the state government following allegations of irregularities in the handling of donations and valuables offered at the Ram Temple. A Delhi High Court has allowed a plea by the CBI to question three accused in the NEET UG paper leak case in jail. The CBI said interrogation is necessary as they are alleged to be prime conspirators. Duty Judge Surinder Mohit Singh was yesterday hearing the agency's plea to question three accused currently in judicial custody, Manisha Sanjay Vaghmare, Dhananjay Nivruti Lokhande and Shubham Madhukar Khernar. The court also extended the judicial custody of 10 other accused who were produced before through video conferencing. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has signed an agreement with Ashok Leyland and Switch Mobility for the replacement of old trucks and buses in the Delhi NCR region. The two companies are the first vehicle manufacturers to partner with the government under the scheme. They will offer an 8% discount on the ex-showroom price of eligible trucks and buses. The government will also provide a 5% interest subvention and monthly fuel vouchers for 5 years. With the aim of reducing vehicular pollution, the scheme will encourage owners of the BS4 and older trucks and buses registered in the Delhi NCR region to replace them with cleaner BS6 compliant or electric vehicles. In cricket, India A suffered a defeat to Sri Lanka A in a super over thriller in the 50-over try series yesterday. India A scored 265 runs in 49.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.